Mayor Tom Barrett will hold a press conference at 9 o'clock Monday morning at Milwaukee City Hall. The unusual part is that he will have just hopped off his bike after making the 5-mile commute from home. Organizers hope the mayor's symbolic ride, along with a week-long promise of free coffee and sweets en route, will induce more people to give Bike to Work Week a try. We talk with a few people in the thick of the movement and a couple on the fringes. Evan Pack runs a nonprofit bike shop called Vulture Space in downtown Milwaukee and would do almost anything to inspire people to try bike riding, even meet with a reporter at 7:30 a.m. to show off a recent coup.
Milwaukee's first and only bicycle vending machine. Patch kits, inner tubes, tire levers, a few quirky surprises.
Pack says Milwaukee doesn't have after-hours access to basic bike repair.
I've seen these in other cities. They're a nice resource when bike shops are closed, if you get a flat tire.
So he bought an old candy bar repository off Craigslist for $300. A local artist stenciled its exterior with multicolored bicycle-themed images, and Pack stocked the contents. He says it took a combination of intricate folding and baby powder to repackage inner tubes so they won't jam on their way out of the machine. What Pack found most challenging was finding a home for the machine. He wanted it to be accessible 24/7, preferably in an outdoor location.
You have to work with the city, and the permits are expensive to have it on the sidewalk. Originally, when we bought this machine, we wanted it right outside the shop, right outside Vulture Space. There's a 3-foot setback, but there was some problem with the mall and getting it there, so here it is.
Here is inside a sandwich shop on Oakland Avenue near the UWM campus. Shop owner Mark Miller is delighted.
Everybody waiting for a sandwich definitely comes and checks it out. A lot of people say it's like the coolest vending machine they've ever seen. So.
Bikes figure into Miller's business plan. He uses them to deliver sandwiches.
We have a pretty dense population here. We don't need to go very far, so we kind of said, hey, we can just use bicycle delivery, and it's been pretty popular. It's really fast. You can probably get a euro in like no more than 10 minutes.
Lest we swerve into a discussion of urban food delivery, Evan Pack steers us back to Bike to Work Week. He spearheaded another, what he hopes will be, tantalizing artistic element.
This year we're putting on Art for Bike's Sake, which is a bicycle-themed art show. It's going to be really, really, really cool. It'll be at the Anodyne on Bruce Street. Local and national artists displaying bicycle-themed artwork. Anything from paintings, junk sculpture, and design, inner tube jewelry. It'll be a bunch of stuff.
I'm worried about being in traffic. Cars coming up behind me, you know. There are far more situations where someone's door opening to somebody.
A funky object or vending machine might not entice these adult students at Riverside High School to bike to work this week. They're sitting through an evening cycling class to learn the rules of the road and feel more comfortable with them.
You would first look over your shoulder. You start to signal.
Keith Holt works with the Wisconsin Bicycle Federation and is teaching the class called Savvy City Cycling 1.
When you finish your turn, you're actually very close to the curb.
Bayview resident Bridget says she's picked up good information, say how to make a left-hand turn in busy traffic, and she likes the idea of commuting 8.5 miles to work, but still fears sharing congested city streets.
I admit I'm actually a little scared of it. That's one of the reasons why I took the class. The bottom line is cars are bigger than you. I mean, so can never forget that.
Classmate Dean is no stranger to biking, but sticks mainly to trail systems. He says he'd like to try commuting to his job in downtown Milwaukee.
Right. Cool. Right.
And the distance isn't daunting, but he has yet to overcome busy street syndrome. Plus,
yeah, I was thinking it's a little early, isn't it?
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
It's going to be a little too cold. I know. I won't work up a sweat.